Here we are, everybody, back at it again for another episode of the Brew Chat Podcast. And before we get into all that, I want to remind you guys that this episode of the Brew Chat Podcast is brought to you by Riverside Wine and Spirits and Boots Beer and Blackjack, which is going to be on November 9th from 6:30 to 10:30 down at the Peyton. Get more information over at Chattanooga Breakfast Rotary or bootsbeerandblackjack.com, and all your proceeds to this goes to help the kids. It's drinking for the kids, people. It's drinking, gambling for the kids, which you know we love around here. Everything you do here, all the proceeds go to help Rivermont Elementary and Chattanooga's kids on the block. I also want to remind you, go check us out on the Hopped Up Network at thehoppedupnetwork.com and at brewchat.com, brewchat with two T's, and that's two T's across the board, people. Two T's across the board. I also want to remind you guys, get your tickets to the Lookout Comedy Festival at thelookoutcomedyfestival.com. That's just here. Wow, that's coming up quick. I think that's next week. Yeah, that's next week now that I'm looking at a calendar right here. Holy shit. It's on you. It's on you, people. It's on you. Get your tickets now. There's going to be lots of comedy stuff going on around town at the Comedy Catch, the Honest Pint, the Palace Theater, JJ's, all around town. There's going to be tons of great comedy in town for those couple days. And good job, Donnie. Good job. You did it. I remember when you first came on here, you talked to us a little off the record after the show about how you were going to bring Chattanooga's first comedy festival into town. And you've done it, good sir. You have done it. So good job. So that is all the announcements I've got on that way, and or at least in the way of sponsors. Want to, we're back. We're here for episode 161. 161, people. And for those that are just, listen, like, and subscribe, I do have a couple, I guess, behind-the-scenes announcements here. You may have noticed that a little bit of our format may have changed, and we're still messing around with that a little bit. You know, and this is just for those of you that just listen, don't really pay much attention to our online presence at all. Maybe you just subscribe through iTunes and you listen to us babble once a week. But we started live streaming. We've kept it kind of low key because we're still working out some kinks. But we started live streaming, people. We've got it on our YouTube channel. So basically, that's why our format's changed a little bit, is we're trying to just give it one good run through with the live stream. And then I take that and we cut that down and give you guys an audio episode. So if our format's changed a little bit, bear with us. We're still working out some kinks with the live stream stuff and getting all that worked in, working into our workflow and all that sort of stuff. It's going to be cool, people, getting some live stream stuff going. It's already live streaming, but we've kind of kept it low key, like I said, because we're working out some kinks. But it's out there. If you want to tune into it every Tuesday, we're here. We're live streaming, drinking beers. You can drink beers with us. Also want to announce that as of this episode, we're on we've been on iTunes. What the hell am I talking about? We've been on iTunes, but when I announced we're on Spotify, it's taken us a minute, and I guess Spotify just decided to make the whole process a little easier, but we are now on Spotify. So if you've been having to click into some other app to subscribe to us, but you mainly use Spotify for your music, don't worry about it, no mo. We're in Spotify now. You can like us, subscribe to us, all that good stuff right through there. So make sure you do that if you're a Spotify user. And then I also wanted, actually, that's about it. I thought I had one more thing here. I'm looking at my show notes, and I do not. So this episode is just me and Jared once again. You know, we're working out some more kinks with this live streaming thing. Eric McGaffick from the Brew Market and Beer Garden was going to join us, but he, like myself, got hit this week with some of those bad, you know, season-changing allergies. Allergies don't bother me too much. You know, they did when I was a kid. And I don't get sick too much. I don't. I've got some hobo immunities inside of me. I just don't get sick that much. But when I do, I get sick. And I came down with the gnarliest sinus infection for the past maybe week and a half. My birthday happened, and then I got slammed with the sinus infection. I mean, it was damn near one of the worst sinus infections I've ever had. It really was. Just to give you an example of how long it's been since I've gotten sick like this, I opened my medicine cabinet, and I was like, oh, awesome. I've got Mucinex. I've got a bottle of Mucinex in here. Take that, it'll clear me right up. When I looked at the date on it, it was from 2014. That's the last time I got sick like this, 4 years ago. So, feeling better now, feeling hot, feeling fine. Was not feeling this great on Tuesday, neither was Eric McGaffick. So, I'm not calling you out, man. I'm just putting it out there. I wasn't feeling well too, so I don't blame you. Just me and Jared. He's handling most of the drinking this episode because I didn't really want to knock my immune system out, so I didn't drink too much. So Jared's handling most of that. Other than that, we're talking about this crazy Soddy Daisy teacher blaming girls for things. We're talking about devil's triangles. We're talking about how you should and shouldn't behave, maybe when you're being truthful, you know? things like that. We're also drinking some tasty beers. We're getting deep into our Oktoberfest and pumpkin beers, which we know are separate beers, Brian. We know, but we combined them this episode. I went to Riverside. My heart wasn't in it because I wasn't feeling good. I decided to just pick up a bunch of pumpkin beers, pick up a bunch of Oktoberfest beers, and that's what we're doing. So I'm going to quit babbling here. Let's get into the episode. Here's episode 161 of the Brew Chat Podcast.
Pumpkin Ale is available for a limited time with a new style every few months.
All right. I feel like my taste buds are all fuckered just because I'm a little ill.
That's true. The show must go on. Huh. Okay.
That's enough of that. I didn't even want to fade it out.
That's plenty of that one. Let's just make it stop.
I got so used to it, and then I was like, shit, this is how they torture people. Like they just play music like that on repeat in the room you're tied up in.
Every time you're about to fall asleep, they just blast it. Yeah. You can pull that back up there. This is 8%.
Yeah.
16 IBUs. I didn't see it say that on here. 16 IBUs, 8%. Okay. Hailed as one of the best beers of its kind. Yeah. This is different. Hailed as one of the best beers of its kind, it's the reason why fall is your favorite season. Schlafly's special release pumpkin ale is well balanced from start to finish, with notes of caramel or caramel, whatever, and ginger throughout. Fermented in pounds of fresh pumpkin squash and a brewer's wort and sugar mix before being filtered through a spiced infusion of cinnamon, clove, and nutmeg, it turns out exactly how we intend it to taste. Like a slice of pie in a bottle. That's interesting.
I do taste the pumpkin. I actually like this. I'm not really usually a fan of pumpkin beers.
It is a lot like pumpkin pie.
Yeah, this would be good in a pie. We're going to make a cake with this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be great.
Cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove.
Yeah, not bad, Schlafly.
I saw somebody post about this on, I'll prowl the beer subreddit as Brew Chat, and somebody had posted about this. Oh, my favorite, that's what they posted, my favorite seasonal ale or something like that, and it was that. And then I saw it today, so I decided to try it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right. Okay. It's kind of got a weird mouthfeel.
Okay, good, and that's not... I thought that, and I wasn't going to say anything because it may be my weird taste buds right now.
It's almost like sick. Slimy.
Yeah. That would be the pumpkin if they actually put pumpkin in here.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I could do. But yeah, you got a nice color on there. If you guys can see that caramely color. Almost orange like this mic head. Or like
I don't want to call them out because they're a relatively new brewery.
You're not talking about Schlafly?
No, not Schlafly. It's a relatively new Chattanooga brewery.
Okay.
That everyone I've talked to, sort of off the record, we've all agreed, like, it's went downhill. Mm-hmm. Not in a bad way, but like, oh my God, this cat. It's just went downhill a little bit, and then they've got this Oktoberfest that's out there that tastes like a caramel boot. Like a leather strip. You know who I'm talking about. I brought one over. But so far, top three, period, Oktoberfest in town. Even though I know we're drinking a pumpkin one, Brian.
But we're moving to Oktoberfest next.
But CBC,
Get it going. Oh, yeah.
Hutton & Smith, Big River.
Mm-hmm. Killing it.
Phenomenal Oktoberfest.
All right. Speaking of Oktoberfests, yeah. I'm going to get in on one here. You want to do the honors of this one?
Yeah, I'll get this one here.
I'll save these guys.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to not drink too much tonight just because...
It's fine. I'll do the heavy lifting.
I'm trying to survive.
It's okay. I got you. Alcohol kills germs.
Yeah, but it also lowers your immune system, and I ain't about that.
That's not bad. I like the look of this Oktoberfest. It looks pretty light, actually.
I poured that one for our sound guy, but that's fine.
Okay, that's fine. I'm using it to look at. That's okay. Our sound guy.
Or video
rowdy guy. Ass Randy. He doesn't make too many sounds. Thank you. Silent but deadly.
Toasty, caramelized, and nutty. The Hasenpfeffer Oktoberfest.
Hasenpfeffer?
Hasenpfeffer.
Drinking out of a tulip glass.
Yeah, that's from Red Hair, which is Marietta. Is that Marietta? Yeah, Marietta, Georgia, and Charlotte, North Carolina.
This is okay. Should we discuss the Oktoberfest or Märzen style a little? Since we're getting into it, we're going to be talking more about them this month.
Yeah, I guess we should. We've talked about it a little bit, I think.
We've talked about it before.
Yeah.
And if you're a fan of beers, let's whip out the Bible. Consult the Bible.
Which, if you're into beer, this is one of the best books you can actually get here. So
yeah, it's pretty good. It's been very helpful.
Oktoberfest. There we go. Oktoberfest, 442.
We'll get there. Lots of pages in the beer Bible.
Yeah, I'm used to scrolling pages these days. See, Märzen. See here. There's a concept in some Asian aesthetic traditions that refers to the essence of expression. In India, the term is rasa, or juice, and it points to the mood or emotional state that accompanies art. Music in particular. Okay, this seems like... Let's get around here.
Let's get to it, yeah. Talk.
Märzens are infused with the spirit of fest-going. Yeah. Brewed a bit stronger than standard lagers, but made to cascade down the throat with abandon.
They do.
They're both the result and cause of merriment. They're more harvest beers than autumn beers, more sunny warmth and crisp chill, and they're drunk at a time when people are still hanging on to the relaxed mood of summer. Brewers help encourage this fusion of spirit and drink by making a beer built on a solid, smooth base of caramelly Munich malts, and they are sweet enough to encourage hearty swallows, but crisp enough so they quench and encourage further gulps. Hops are an important part of the composition, and in the best Märzens, they add further harmony to the balance. The classic hop profile contains the delicate spiciness of German strains and may bring to mind gingerbread when situated amid the pillowy malts.
How pillowy? I believe it's Märzen.
Märzen.
Because the umlaut over the A makes it go.
I've been hearing a lot about these umlauts recently. A
couple of dots hanging out.
Let's see. Yeah. And then, let's see.
I'd say, based on what you just read, this is a pretty damn tasty Märzen. It's an Oktoberfest, but it's the same. They're like the same.
Oh, it is. It is kind of. The smell, it smells like sugar cookies, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
And it is. You can take big, hearty gulps, and it'll still, like, quench your thirst, and you want some more, and it's, yeah, it's good.
That's the Red Hair, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best Oktoberfest I've had so far, I think.
I'd want to have the CBC one
as
again.
As much as I've been raising that CBC one.
This is tasty.
Yeah.
It's really clean. And just, yeah. Super easy to drink. I don't even... really like Oktoberfests. I'm glad they're only around once a year.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeah, no, this is pretty good. It is. It's crisp and it's light and it, what's it? It goes down your throat with abandon or something.
With abandon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got a, let's see what this is here. The kickoff to the first Oktoberfest, a five-day celebration that includes feasting, parades, and horse racing. It was a wedding. That's what this says.
Huh, that's where it started?
Yeah. The betrothed were not ordinary Mjölkers.
Mjölkers.
But Ludwig, the king, the future king of Bavaria, and Princess Therese of Sachsen-Hildburghausen. Of course, at the time, the citizens of Munich didn't think it was a reoccurring event, though the ceremony that accompanied the wedding had a certain force. The horse race...
Oktoberfest.
The horse race, in particular, seemed to galvanize the people, so Munich decided to host another fest the next year. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Hmm.
There was a really good wedding, and everybody liked it so much, they're like, let's do that again.
What an awesome party!
Yeah, that was a good time. Let's do that again.
Craig brought some homebrew that was awesome. We'll have to do it again next year.
No, it wouldn't be Craig. It would be like Klieg.
Klieg.
Since it's Germany.
Yeah, Krieg.
And so, yeah. Krieg. Get to, they had those big long tables and the tents and the bagpipers. We should really do that again.
Oh, and the tubas. Oompa Oompa tubas.
And so fun little hats.
Yeah.
I guess that's just a German thing, not really an Oktoberfest thing. We wear them for Oktoberfest.
But yeah.
I think it's just, it's like those Ricola hats that you climb up the mountain, you blow on those big
Ricola
horns.
Ricola hats, yeah.
They've got a name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm being culturally insensitive, but.
Yeah, but.
Tell me the names of the hats.
Tell me, you know, a time when the Germans haven't been culturally. Yeah. Oh, just a little culturally insensitive. I mean, I'm
not
sure they've never.
Pigeonholing anybody, but.
Sure they've never done anything like that. Yeah. So, I think it's okay. Should we do this shipyard? That's the last one.
Yeah.
Unless you got something hiding away.
No, not anything. Yeah. Okay. Like I said, I wasn't planning on doing a lot of drinking tonight.
So. That's fine. Yeah, no,
I'm
down with that.
Just kind of tasting and...
We also have plenty of other times throughout this month where we're going to be getting in on the same styles of beer. So that is fine with me. For you. This one almost looks like a cider.
Is this a pumpkin beer or is this an Oktoberfest?
This is the Shipyard Pumpkinhead. 4.5%, 12 ounces. Shipyard Brewing, Rochester, New York, with natural ale with natural flavor added.
Natural flavor.
That's Shipyard. Okay. This one used to be my favorite.
I get kind of a funk.
Yeah, I haven't had it in a long time, and I've had a lot of different beers since then. So, hey, there we go.
They use pale ale malts, whole wheat, Munich.
Munich Light.
Top fermented. Okay. Willamette and Saffir. Sapphire hops.
Sapphire.
Jeez, they've been brewing this in a while.
Yeah, 1995 was August 1995 was its first brew. 1.048 original gravity, 18 IBUs, golden color. Like I'm saying, golden works. It looks like a cider to me still.
I haven't drank it yet.
Smells interesting.
I feel like I just have no taste right now. Like everything's wasted on me right now.
No, this kind of has no flavor.
Okay, well that maybe, yeah.
It really tastes watery to me. So you might not be tasting anything.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's supposed to be like this. I like that. See it better in this one. This is super light.
Yeah, it's been a while since I had one of these, but I remember it being a little bit more.
Yeah, I remember being way more. Is it maybe?
But I mean, it is only 4.5%. Maybe they. I swear they had one where it was like barrel aged or something. And maybe that's the one we're thinking of.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, this isn't really anything. Maybe we are thinking of a different beer.
Yeah.
Don't know. This is kind of garbage.
No, I know what we're thinking of. Pumpkin.
The pumpkin?
Yeah. That's what we're thinking of. It's like a real stout pumpkin beer that comes out. I can't remember who makes it, but the pumpkin.
And then the Warlock.
Wait,
is
Randy,
the barrel-aged one?
Yeah, can you do a Google search for pumpkin here and see?
Southern Tier.
Southern Tier, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
It's Southern Tier. We got to get that one on here. Yeah, pull up some Southern Tier.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. And then the Warlock is the barrel-aged one. It's like 10%.
So, yeah, is this...
This is not either of those. This is 4.5, and it tastes like water. It's like someone threw a pie at some water, and they put it in a bottle and carbonated it. Yeah, we're 21.
Combined.
Yeah, so not off an inauspicious start to the to some of these here.
Yeah, here we go.
To our season of Oktoberfests and pumpkin beers. Yeah, the pumpkin.
That's a...
Slotin' off slide.
That's some similar font right there. That's maybe like Lobster 5 or something.
They update their lobsters.
Yeah, the
every
pumpkin.
Year.
This is exactly what I was talking about. All Hallows Eve is a time of the year when the spirits can make contact with the physical world.
Yeah. That's an imperial pumpkin.
And when magic is most potent, it is thought that we harness this magic to brew our powerful pumpkin ale. All right. Yeah, I remember that one.
We got a little video on there. Should we watch this little video?
Can yeah, let's see what this little video is. Yeah, we can.
Can you full screen it in there? The king's back. Brought a few friends. Coffee?
Friends. Just like random images.
Those are his friends.
Okay, so they kind of built little characters.
Oh, that's what, yeah, okay. Rum barrel pumpkin. Chai tea pumpkin. Okay. Well.
All right, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's a neat little video.
I thought it was kind of pointless at first. I was like, okay, they've just done something. And,
Yeah, they added a bunch of different stuff. But, yeah, this shipyard pumpkin head has, not been great.
It immediately led us to talking about another beer, so yeah.
Yeah,
not bad, it just doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah, the Schlafly was pretty good.
Yeah, I think I liked that one the best.
This Oktoberfest.
I forgot to bring this one up, so...
Yeah, this Hasenpfeffer. Hasenpfeffer. Oh, here, while you're over here, we got this for you.
See, brewed according to the tradition with classic ingredients from Germany, the motherland of beer.
Beer.
German malts, hops, special yeast. Yeah. Now, this is definitely, I think, my pick. It's exactly like they said in here. It's got kind of a cookie sort of taste to it.
It's tasty, yeah.
And that's what it reminds me of a sugar cookie. That said, a gingerbread sort of taste. I don't quite get that, but
no, I get some
like
gingerbread.
Like a snickerdoodle?
Yeah.
Or like
that's essentially what that
the
is.
The tagalongs from Girl Scouts. Mm-hmm. That's what I get from this a little bit.
Okay.
I think those are the cookies. They're just like white cookies. Like they don't have icing or anything.
I don't know. I don't eat the tagalongs.
They're just plain cookies.
I stick with the Thin Mints.
Yeah, those are good. Those new ones they had that tasted like Vacation Bible School cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Good God. What were those called?
Oh, I cannot remember.
They were so good. They taste. If any of you all...
I know you just kept calling them the Bible School cookies.
Yeah, they tasted... I mean, I grew up out in the sticks a little bit, and each summer, I would... I don't know if my parents were just looking for free daycare or just something for the kids to do, which, let's be real, that's what Vacation Bible School is. It's like, hey, let us entertain your kids, and we're going to teach them about Jesus.
And the bucket over there. I don't even want it. The bucket? Yeah, I'm done with this thing.
But we would go to that, and at snack time, they would always have these off-brand, like, negative-colored Oreo cookies, where instead of, like, black and white, it was, like, a chocolatey filling with vanilla cookie. They were just some off-brand. Drink that with Kool-Aid. These Girl Scout cookies taste just like that. And it's kind of amazing.
Yeah, they were pretty good. I also like the, what are the peanut butter chocolate ones? Those ones are pretty good, too. Big fan of peanut butter plus chocolate.
Apparently, Kirby up there, Monkey Town brewed. I can't remember if he used Thin Mints or what he used, but he brewed a beer with Girl Scout cookies.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. He had that one with Oreos. That was mind-blowing.
Yeah, that was pretty good. You could toss anything in a beer.
Yeah, I definitely like the... see, which one was that? It was the Schlafly.
The Schlafly for the pumpkins? Yeah, Schlafly's got it for pumpkins.
Yeah.
But
that shipyard.
Hassenpfeffer. That's the pick for Oktoberfest, but it was the only one here. Should we keep a running tally?
For best Oktoberfest? I think we should.
Let's see. Since we're doing a theme.
Let me make a new sheet here.
Okay.
So let's see. We've had CBC.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We don't need to be doing this like on air. We'll do that later.
Okay. So overall though, pick for the night I think was this Oktoberfest, and then I'd go with the Schlafly, and then with the Shipyard, and I would go numbers wise. We'll do 8.5, 7.5, and then like a 4. Not a big fan of that Shipyard.
Yeah, that Shipyard's just kind of bland.
Yeah, there's
it's
nothing.
Not a bad
there's
beer.
Nothing there.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just got a lot going on. It says it's natural flavor added.
Yeah, but it's natural flavor added. It's just. Yeah. It's not actually made with that stuff. Yeah. They just add the flavor later, which is.
It's just for a beer called Pumpkinhead. I kind of expect some pumpkin.
Yeah,
there's
barely any flavor. It's just, it's like a watered down pumpkin cider. It's not what I wanted.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
No bueno.
Yeah.
I got the bucket here.
Yeah. We'll just hand it to Randy over there.
Oh, yeah.
Wants it.
Here, Randy will drink it.
So I will definitely drink it.
Okay.
No, that's pretty good. Let's get rid of this.
Let's get rid of that thing. And
have you ever had Estrella Jalisco?
I don't think so.
I don't think I've had that either.
We should hold on to these and just see if we can grab some of those beers.
Yeah, we should do a Mexican beer episode.
Yeah.
I can't remember who was telling me. It may have been you, actually. Was telling me about they had a friend go down to Mexico and they went to the Corona factory.
Oh, that wasn't me.
No. Okay, actually, no, I know exactly who this was, though. But they decided, like, oh, we're in Mexico, let's go to the Corona factory and get some Coronas. And they went and they talked to the guard at the, through the language barrier, they talked to the guard and they were like, no, we're here for beer. And he points out at, like, a fenced-in area and there's just pallets of Corona just sitting out in the hot Mexican sun.
Oh, my God.
Waiting to be picked up.
Oh, that is terrible. And they use the clear glass bottles.
Clear glass bottles, yeah.
Oh, that is... Yeah. Ugh. fucking Coronas.
Yeah,
it really makes you wonder how they taste before they sit out in the hot sun, though.
Maybe that's a key.
Maybe they're, you know, maybe they're great. Maybe they're not terrible.
It's part of their flavor at this point.
That's true. That's part of the recipe, is let them sit in the hot sun for hours or days. Whichever, until the trucks come.
Yeah. Yeah, they just...
Cinco dias. They must seat.
Cinco dias. Todo de dias.
Cinco dias de cervezas.
5 days of beers.
Cinco dias de cervezas.
I don't know how to say parking lot.
Nor do I.
No. ¿Cómo se dice parking lot? Speaking of beer, though, is... Which we don't normally talk about politics, but I wanted to talk about this because...
It's relative.
Yeah, I was itching. I really wanted to add this to our soundboard, and I'm still debating on doing it or not.
I know what you're going to say, and I was also trying to think if we should or not.
Yeah,
I
go back and forth on it because
I
think we can safely say we definitely don't side with this douchebag.
Yeah.
And who knows? But
no,
yeah,
we're
talking about this Kavanaugh guy.
I just to put it out there, I don't want him on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I don't either. And
just to put it there. God.
And I don't really know. I watched the hearing and it was just, you had this lady give a really good just testimony of her account. She wasn't rude. She wasn't belligerent. You know what? All this. And then this guy gets up there and all I see is an entitled frat asshole. Mm-hmm. That's all I see is some fratty asshole who's entitled. And it's like, well, my daddy, you know, that sort of thing. And, but he gets up there and they ask him about beer. And actually, can we just play like him talking, this Kavanaugh guy talking about beer?
Talking about his beers. Yeah.
Let's see here.
He drinks a lot of beer. He likes beer.
Yeah, he likes beer. He drinks beer.
He's always liked it.
He's always liked it.
If you're... Yeah.
You don't relate to alcohol.
I like
you
beer.
You haven't answered that.
I like beer. I don't know if you do.
Okay.
You like beer, Senator, or not? What do you like to drink?
Next one is...
Senator, what do you like
judge,
to drink?
Have you...
This guy's a judge.
I don't know if it's buffed or boofed.
Like, he is a judge.
That refers to...
He's not just a guy that...
Yeah.
Is in here for a job interview. This guy's a judge. So to me, the fact that he's acting like that is a little like...
Pronounce
what?
Yeah, I don't know what that's about there.
Oh, they're showing his face in slow motion. Is that what's going on? He's doing that same like... that, you know, the Donald used to do before everyone started making fun of him. And I guess he started crying and stopped or whatever. I don't know.
It looks like he's done a bunch of blow is what
that's probably like. What?
And he's just, yeah.
Don't do blow before you go on stage. Yeah. If you're going to be a politician, don't do blow before you go on stage.
No, Donald used to do that back during the elections.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
I need my Coke.
No, it's like the whole thing that they're talking to this guy about is trying to get to the issue of like, okay, sure, you may not remember doing this, but do you think it's at all possible that maybe you blacked out and you just don't remember? And he's like, no, that's impossible. I liked beers. We drank beers.
Yeah, but he
the
also
boys
says
drank beers. The girls drank beers. I like beers and I still like beers.
Yeah. He also says like, he's got like a weak stomach though, and he like throws up from beers.
Well,
because he likes to drink beers.
At one point, he said that there's no way that he would have drank enough beers to have blacked out. I've drank enough beers, and it's not even. And we run a beer podcast, and it's not even been that many beers, and like two or three. And I've woken up the next day and just been like, "Whoa, that was weird." And just not blacked out, but just had a little trouble pulling events from the night before back together. Not that it was anything wild,
Well, just, I mean, we get
it's like, where did we go to dinner last
night? We get
night?
The Tony Giannassis on here that yeah. bring 30 fucking beers.
Yeah, but I'm not even talking about that. It's like, I've had nights, not necessarily on the podcast, but where I've just had three normal beers, gone to eat somewhere or something, and then just be like, where the fuck did I go last night? Like, and it's just, and I'm only saying that because it's like, if I can do that on three beers, it doesn't happen often, but it has yeah. happened.
Yeah.
And if I can say that on three beers, there's no way this dude can, who's old, twice my age, maybe not twice, but could ever say like, no, irrevocably, I always remember when I drink.
Yeah, there's no way.
No, there's no way. There's all, I mean, there's stuff out there that I've, nothing that, like that.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm fairly certain, I'm like 99.999% certain that there's nothing out there that I should be embarrassed about from when I got drunk, but it's still like, I wouldn't feel comfortable saying like, no, I always remember 100%. Every night I'll tell you where I went to eat,
yeah.
what I ate, how many beers I had, because I am responsible. I like beer. The boys drank beer. The girls drank beer. We liked beer. I still like beer.
We drank beer. I liked beer, boys and girls.
Dr. Ford has described you as being intoxicated at a party. Did you consume alcohol
Look at his
during
wife
your high
here.
School years?
Yes, we drank beer.
She
my
is
friends
not
and I.
Happy.
She is not happy.
Boys and girls. Yes, we drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer. We drank beer. The drinking age, as I noted, was 18, so the seniors were legal. Senior year in high school, people were legal to drink. And we drank. Yeah,
that
we
thing
drank
up towards
beer,
Maryland.
I said,
I've never heard
sometimes,
of that.
Sometimes
back in the day,
too many beers, and sometimes other people had too many beers.
Drinking age was 18 when my mom was in college.
What do you consider to be too many beers?
I don't know. you know, we.
I know.
What chart says.
Yeah.
And what chart?
Alcohol chart.
What chart is he talking about?
The one, the body mass versus how many beers and like your weight. Or if you're like male or female.
Yeah.
There's those, I think that's probably what he's talking about.
Well, it's like, I feel instantly like I know how many beers are too much for me. You
yeah.
know?
He was trying to remember like, okay, well I weigh this much and I'm a man. So how many beers can I say that I drank so yeah. that I wasn't actually drunk?
Yeah.
But he doesn't know that because he's probably drunk right there.
Well, see, that's kind of the whole argument that everybody's getting behind is like, he,
and if he doesn't know
alcoholic.
That shit,
yeah.
then why the fuck do we want him on the Supreme
exactly,
Court?
Exactly. Yeah. That's kind of my thing is, yeah, I mean, I know.
We don't want him on the Supreme
yeah,
Court.
Yeah.
Why the fuck does anyone want him on the Supreme
That's
Court?
That's what he got so irate and rude.
Yeah.
You know? Well, and then he wouldn't give straight answers, and then he was just sort
Never.
Of belittling the other senators. It's like, if he can't handle this.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you know? Even try. Don't even try, dude. Get out of here. But unfortunately, that's not really how that works.
So. Yeah. No, and then he, which it's like, I don't know how you would get somebody on this, but in my mind, he was just lying up there.
Yeah.
Like I said, this seems like an entitled frat guy. You know, I've seen a billion of them. Mm-hmm. I went to college. I've seen these guys before. And that's what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
But then he starts talking, they start going through his calendar. Which, just the fact that he has those calendars is kind of weird to me.
Super weird.
Like, why do you still have your calendars from high school? Like, and
because he knew this was going to come back at him one day? He's like, we got to keep these calendars. They got the alibis on them.
Yeah.
When we were doing the Devil's Triangle.
Yeah, and then they asked him what the Devil's Triangle was.
Airtight.
That you etched into your calendar or your yearbook or whatever.
I feel like they got these calendars on eBay. And then wrote a bunch of stuff
yeah,
in them.
That's what I feel. That is exactly what I feel. It's like, no, let's get to writing
dates
in
right.
these calendars.
I accused them of falsifying evidence. Happens.
I thought about it. Yeah.
Wait,
is it?
Oh, we
yeah,
got,
here
what
it
we got on here?
Submitted to this committee detailed calendars recording my activities in the summer of 1982.
Let's drink some water.
Why did I
look
keep
like
calendars?
I'm stressed?
Yeah, why do you keep them?
My dad started keeping detailed calendars of his life in 1978.
With some beers.
Take longer.
Oh, yeah, we got to make it look serious here.
Oh my God, this fucking guy.
He did so as both a calendar and a diary.
Oh, is he working up some tears about his dad?
His wife back here just... She's going along with it. She's playing along.
She's got those weird eyes that, like, the outside parts go down. Just, like, sad-looking eyes all the time.
Oh, she's about to cry. And then...
Christmas time, we sit around, and he regales us with old stories.
Get on with it, dude. No wonder it takes a Supreme Court so long to figure stuff out.
Events from his calendars.
It just seems like a bratty...
Did his dad die like a week ago?
In ninth grade. In ninth grade in 1980, I started keeping calendars of my own. For me also, it's both a calendar and a diary. I've kept such calendars, diaries for the last 38 years.
This guy going through puberty.
Mine are not as good as my dad's. In some years. And when I was a kid, the calendars are about what you would expect from a kid. Some goofy parts, some embarrassing parts.
Like farts.
But I did have the summer of 1982 documented pretty well.
Convenient.
The event described by Dr. Ford presumably happened.
Yeah, can you imagine if you got in some sort of trouble like this?
And had jobs in the
your only recourse was to bring about goofy calendars you made about and diaries and stuff that you made when you were younger and all the stupid shit. Like, regardless of what's going on with this case,
my calendars show that I was out of town almost every
How ridiculous that would be.
Before football training camp started in late August.
Guy.
The only weekend nights that I was in D.C. were Friday, June 4th. When I was with my dad at a pro golf tournament.
I like how he cries every time he mentions or thinks about his dad.
Oh, God, I need some water. My dad died yesterday.
I'm
sorry,
guys. I had my high school achievement test at 8:30 the next morning.
Just,
I also was
in
D.C.
Like,
on Saturday night, August 7th.
Yeah, that's...
So he's going through his journals. Or whatever.
But yeah, they get a point.
Can we find out when his dad died? Can we figure that out? Wikipedia, do you have the answers? Yeah. Rowdy Randy will get to
now
the bottom
of
this.
What gets me is just they're going through there, and we didn't show it, but he's got all this terminology. He's like, yeah, the Ralph Fest or whatever, and it's like, okay, you're going to go to the beach and I guess drink and throw up a lot.
Yeah, like the Romans used to do.
Yeah, and then...
Except they had vomitoriums, so they could just go. They could eat and feast, stuff themselves so fat.
Wait, what is a vomitorium?
You've never heard of the Roman vomitoriums? No. We'll have to pull that up next. Roman feasts used to be so large and extravagant, and the food was so delicious, and the drink so overflowing, that people would literally go to a special room, throw up, like force themselves to throw up, go back and keep hanging out and eating more food and stuff so that they would just make more room for stuff. That was a real thing. The Romans used to do some fucked up stuff.
Jeez, that's insane.
Like
I've
steal their
that.
Deities from the Greeks. Mm. Yeah, I went there.
What's this chiming about over
here? No, it's doing something. What do we got? Refuses to shake hands.
I'm trying to figure out when his dad died.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
well, we're trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
But no, he's in the diary. It says that thing about the devil's triangle, and that just—I watched that when it happened, and I was just like, "Wow, he really just played that off as a drink." Do you know how to play Devil's Triangle, the drinking game? Because I've never heard of that.
I don't.
Game.
I've never played that.
I know
that
what it is.
Game.
In
it's a different type of game.
Yeah, it's a different type of game involving one lady and two dudes.
Yeah.
And no beer, typically.
No.
I mean, I guess you
well,
should
I mean,
beer,
maybe
but...
before, but I don't know. It depends on the people you're with,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But it's those three people do involve two dudes
drinking.
And a chick. No.
It's a game of doing it.
Yeah. With two dudes and a chick. Also known as the Devil's Threesome.
Yep. And then he was, they were, God damn.
Unless he's talking specifically about, like, an Eiffel Tower, in which case it could be, like, a triangle. the devil's like triangle.
Either way, it's still a sex move.
Oh yeah, it's still two dudes and one chick defending him having sex.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, you're not helping him out there by saying
no. If he planned out the devil's triangle in his calendar, that's exactly what they're looking for.
Yeah,
that's the answer right there.
Yeah,
and if they just overlooked it, I didn't watch all of the trial, but if they just went right on past that, and that's exactly what they're looking for, then what the actual fuck? Like actually, like literally.
Yeah. No, it was, this whole thing's been a...
What the devil's trying.
Just, what gets me is everybody's like, well, we don't want a he said, she said. But by them not allowing, the Senate not allowing to have other witnesses and people there, that's exactly what they set it up for.
Yeah.
All right.
And yeah, they set it up for that with a whole bunch of people watching.
Yeah, and it's not a court trial, so it is a little different, but why wouldn't you, if you're trying to get to the truth, get 50 witnesses from each side?
Yeah.
You know? Not? Even fuck having the two, get 50.
Nope.
You know, but they're like,
because those witnesses can have damning testimony.
Yeah.
That's why they don't want them in
there. It's crazy.
And probably do, and they probably know that they do, which is why they don't want them there. People are going to start dying. Someone's going to get offed. And it's going to be like, someone's going to be like, no, you did it way too soon. It's still like, the topic's still hot. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this person's dead?
Yeah.
They're going to try and space it out. Maybe I just watch too many movies. I just want this to be more interesting than it actually
that
is.
That shit happens, man. That shit happens.
It does.
It happens.
There's no way it can't not happen.
Yep.
There's so much other less crazy shit that happens. There's more crazy shit that happens, but there's no way that can't not happen. It hasn't not happened at some point in time.
Oh yeah, I was going down wait, what is this? Oh yeah, this is hilarious here. This is Matt Damon opening up SNL. And yeah, we're not going to let you advertise on here. Anna Faris and Magic Johnson.
Where exactly did you want me to go with this?
I started off from the beginning because I like when he says, what? Because he's so aggressive.
What? Judge Kavanaugh, are you ready to begin?
Oh, hell yeah. You just want to humiliate me in front of my wife and my parents and Alyssa friggin' Milano? I like beer. Boys like beer. Girls like beer. I like beer. I like beer.
I thought that was...
He nailed the facial expressions on that. Like, the...
Jeez.
I love how he... Because he did... I mean, he didn't say what, but he came in to that hearing when he walked in, and he started out yelling. Like, I was on a live blog thing when it was happening, just watching it an update, and everyone was like, smooth move, coming out of the gate, shout talking.
Yeah.
He's like, what? This is a speech I wrote, and nobody's read this speech. Only I've read this speech, and maybe one other person, you know, just shouting from
coked
the get-go. And I get that. Let's just play benefit of the doubt for a second.
Okay.
And just say that he didn't do anything. Let's just say that. Then still, why would you? And I get it's frustrating because, you know, you would have somebody trying to upend your life like this, playing devil's advocate, benefit of the doubt here.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't think the game plan would be to come out yelling so aggressively.
No, I don't think so at all. That does not help your case.
Like, if you were truly innocent, to me, yeah, that doesn't help your case in my eyes. There's nothing about you shouting, getting super defensive. Like, that just reeks of, like, no, you did something. And I do think he did something. I don't think he remembers it. I do think he truly believes that he didn't do it. But that's the whole case they're making is, like, yo, Brett, you party a little too much and you black out sometimes. And you do crazy shit. And, yeah. And so, I don't know. But it's the defense to go if you were innocent is not to come out of the gate shouting.
No.
And being
either way, that's
openly
not how you're gonna do.
Disrespectful and belligerent to senators, When not to mention, like, you're a judge, which I feel like everybody's forgetting in this. Like, he is a judge.
It's because he's not acting like one.
Yeah. And nobody's saying that, but, like, this dude's a judge, like, a high-up judge.
Yeah.
Like, not somebody that's issuing
traffic
tickets.
About to be the highest up judge in the country, but, yeah. Fucking, ugh.
It blows my mind.
This place is fucked.
Yeah, we live in
we're all fucked.
And I guess this, a good theme for this episode would be just...
You fucked.
Yeah, you fucked. I don't know. I got another topic I want to talk about, but I'm not saying, but it's, I guess just people being mean to ladies, I guess is what I'm getting at here, which is exactly what two dudes here want, you know. I feel like we shouldn't be talking about it, but I feel like we need to.
I'm not mean to ladies.
But this Soddy Daisy teacher, have you seen this?
Yes, yes. I was talking with Alan about this because, our friend in Soddy.
Yeah, our friend in Soddy.
Was telling me all about this. Yeah, so you can go ahead. You got the notes.
I don't know. There. Randy, can we get this pulled up here? Because it's a short video. It's like 2 minutes. But
okay. Yeah, no, I haven't seen the video, but it's like was he a gym teacher?
He used to be a gym teacher and was promoted to assistant principal from what I read.
Okay. All right.
And I guess they had a problem with kids violating the dress code. Mm-hmm. And
girls were wearing shorts that are too short or something like that, he said. Yeah.
Well, no, I think the problem was guys were wearing gym shorts and they weren't supposed to be wearing gym shorts during regular school hours. And then we'll just watch the video here. Arrested. Oh. Or is this another story here?
Hamilton County teacher
between two drivers.
For waving a gun at a teen, this is different.
Jeez, Soddy Daisy is crazy. Yeah.
Soddy Daisy High School teacher was arrested for waving a gun at a juvenile August 13th. Holy fuck. According to, oh my God. All right. Thanks.
Which one was this?
Soddy. There's so many stories about Soddy teachers.
Search girls ruin everything. Because that's what he said. He straight up said, girls, they ruin everything. His whole thing, I guess, is he was making a video announcement.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, we'll just watch it here. It's not long.
A minute and a half. Oh, okay. This is not the guy that I pictured. Girls pretty much ruin everything.
I don't think anything's going on the rest of the week, sports-wise, other than some practice and hoping to stay dry. But... we need to make sure athletic shorts. And I know, boys, you're thinking, you know, I don't understand why it's not fair. Athletic shorts go past your knees. I didn't make the rules.
Well, but he did.
I kind of did. But that's the rules.
I kind of did.
So that's just what we're going to stick to. And that doesn't mean that you can wear athletic shorts. So everybody who's going, well, I got a detention for athletic shorts, that's what you're going to get. And if you don't serve it, you're going to go to Saturday school. So just don't wear them.
See, it starts out like and kind if of you like, really want okay, blame, he's just establishing
blame,
the rules.
Blame the girls. Because they pretty much
ruin
And then
here,
everything.
He just...
They ruin the dress code. They ruin... Well, ask Adam. Look at Eve.
Yeah.
It's really all you really get to get to. Okay? You can really go back to the beginning of time. So it'll be like that the rest of your life. Get used to it. Just keep your mouth shut. Suck it up. Follow the rules.
Oh, my God.
All right. Speaking of girls and boys, PDA.
All right, yeah.
We're going to hit pause on that.
No, it's like, it's kind of like, I don't know. I get it. He shouldn't be. I mean, what he's done is I guess he's trying to make this announcement to the students at the school, and he was trying to crack a joke, and then it just really showed how fucking sexist he is.
And a bunch of people are up in arms, too, that he got in trouble because a bunch of the Saudians. Daisians?
The Soddy Daisians.
Yeah. I guess know him and are like aware that he air quotes cracks jokes and stuff. And they're like, oh, people shouldn't take it so seriously and all that stuff. But that...
at work. Be professional.
The way he delivered that and it just came out of fucking nowhere. And then he brings Adam and Eve into it.
Yeah,
which
that's
is, maybe
what,
that's a personal thing for me.
No,
but
that's what I was gonna say is like, yeah, it sucks that he said that about females. But honestly, I'm a little more concerned with the whole Adam and Eve bit. It's like this is an educator who's educating children, and he's just, you know, Adam and Eve, blame Eve, all this. And it's like, yeah.
Woman's responsible for original sin is what, like, he's preaching.
Adam and Eve may not be a real story, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, either way, you shouldn't be teaching that in a public school.
Yeah, either way.
Hey, so, I don't know. We live in crazy times, man.
Yep.
Crazy times.
I mean, there are other schools that do teach religion and stuff like that.
Yeah, GPS, like, they have a chapel thing they require their students to go to.
Well, not even, like, private schools.
Mm.
But, you know, other schools in, like, I want to say Kansas, maybe, or Kentucky, or probably Florida.
Probably
just Florida.
Probably Florida.
Probably some Florida man's out there teaching religion in a classroom. Public classroom.
We're gonna need to limit that. We're gonna need to limit that a little bit. Just take that down a notch, okay? Or 10.
Just grab the honeymoon.
It'll be fine. So no kissing and hugging in the halls. We've seen enough. And you know, on your own time, I really wouldn't do that either on your own time. But you know, as long as it's not on my time, I'm not gonna be there hovering over you watching, and I'm not subjected to it. So anyway, I hope everybody has a great day. On a serious note, please be careful on the way home. Do not drive fast out of here. Take your time. Okay, it's not important. There's nothing so important that we've got.
Like, he seems like a nice guy. I saw another video of him out there in that big storm we had last week, trying to direct traffic. But still, be fucking professional. Don't be saying this over announcements.
Mm-mm.
And shit. Your job is to be educating those students and being an example for them, and saying sexist shit and ridiculous religious shit is not how you should be going about your job.
No, that's not that. That if that was morning announcements and I was sitting in class, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, I'm willing to bet that's what happened. Just the morning announcements and somebody was like, what is this shit?
Yeah, what the fuck is this guy talking about? God damn it, people. Fucking soddy daisy.
Fucking soddy daisy. And did it wash away last week?
Half
Are we done with it?
I don't know. our friend from Saudi's all right.
Yeah.
I guess his wife and child are okay.
They didn't float off?
No.
No.
No, they're all right.
Hmm. Well, I'm about ready to wrap this up. How about you?
You good? Oh, yeah, there we go. Hey, that's his house. Holy shit. That's funny because his house is that green color.
For a second, I thought you were serious. I was like, whoa.
For a second, I thought it was.
This is insane.
This sound, by the way, is rushing water through the streets of a suburb in Saudi Daisy.
Yeah, right up the road from here.
Rushing muddy water that's carrying shit, air quotes, downstream.
Yeah, geez, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's what they were dealing with last week.
People in Saudi Daisy are safe.
Yeah, I hope you guys are all right.
Which people always, you film the worst part and you assume the whole thing was like that.
Nobody cares about a little bit of rainfall.
Yeah.
But yeah, people give a fuck about torrents of water down the street in Saudi Daisy. The drainage isn't that great there, I don't think.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
I think it's kind of flat, too.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. It's pretty flat, so.
Yeah. But, yeah, before we head out here, I want to remind you guys about Boots, Beer, and Blackjack. Let's see here. Boots, Beer, and Blackjack is going to take place down at the Peyton on November 9th. And all the proceeds go to Rivermont Elementary and Chattanooga's Kids on the Block. So you can get information at bootsbeerblackjack.com, which is pulled up right there. Yep. And go get your tickets, people. It should be a good night. They're going to have blackjack, food and drink, music, and boots and big belt contest with an auction, which just from the whole theme on this whole thing, it kind of gives me a cowboy vibe.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, I'm going to come out dressed like a cowboy. Should be a good time. I guess I meant to have details on this week. Totally forgot. But we're going to figure this out. We'll have it for next week. We're going to be giving away two tickets to this. So stay tuned. We'll have some sort of thing going on where you can come and take a date. That's what we're trying to do, is we want you and a date to come to Boots, Beer, and Blackjack. Dress like cowboys, cowgirls, or Indians.
Cowpokes.
If you want to do that. Yeah, cowpokes. Or a horse.
Yeah, sure. You can be the front end. Your date can be the ass end.
Yeah.
Or the other way around, that would be if you know what I mean. Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
I also want to remind you guys about the Lookout Comedy Festival coming up, I think, the weekend of October 12th. It starts, I think it's 10th through the 13th is what I believe.
Okay.
If we can, yeah, that may pull up there. I don't know. But, yeah, our good old friend Donnie Marsh is going to be helping put that on. He's kind of been the charge of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
Spearheading
October 10th through the 13th. That's coming up here in just a week and a half, 2 weeks, people.
Oh, we got some pictures here. Stuart Huff, Jen Snyder. That's right. I saw that post earlier. We got Janet Williams, a whole bunch of other people down here. We go through all of them. Holy
Dave
shit.
Dave on there.
Keeps going.
Dan, Grace, Luke.
Yep.
Matt.
Jimmy. We got Morgan.
Yeah, we've seen a couple of these
Natasha,
people.
Friends of the show, most of them.
Johnny's big old head.
Yeah, he does have a big old head.
He do. So,
yeah.
I also want to remind you guys, coming up this week, actually, it'll probably be out around the time that you're listening to this, but that night over at BBQ is going to be The Little Hermaid, a new musical presented by Bridget Martin.
Yeah.
Something Fishy is going on down south. It's over at the Barking Legs Theater, or it's by BBQ at the Barking Legs Theater on October 4th. Hey, Bridget, how about next time you put a time on your postcards?
I was wondering about that.
That would be helpful.
Probably start sometime
go look
after
it up
6.
On the Googler or on the Facebooker, you'll find that. That's all I got there. Make sure you get down to Riverside Wine and Spirits on Manufacturers Road. Mm-hmm. Get all your libations. Get all your cheeses. And they've even got those nice hangover drinks that have electrolytes and all that good stuff in them. So make sure you get down there, get those, and go check us out. Go check us out on the Hopped Up Network at thehoppedupnetwork.com and at brewchat.com. And that's Brewchat with two T's across the board on everything. iTunes, Instagram, Facebook, you name it. It's there. It's been a good episode.
Yeah,
I think that's
so.
All I got.
I like our setup.
Yeah.
It's great. It's growing.
Yeah.
And
getting a tweaked in. Twisting the nips.
Yeah.
Twisting the nips.
Twisting the
nips. This has been episode 161 of the Brew Chat Podcast.